I'm 16 years old and I've been on self-improvement full-time for roughly around 4 years since I started at 13. But shit hit the fan when I became friends with a girl that I bonded with deeply. Let's see where this is going to go. I started opening up about my feelings, but I ended up finding out that I was the cuck in the relationship. She left me to talk to another guy that she was already speaking with beforehand. So lesson number one here for the guys who are young and getting into relationships. A woman's past matters way more than you've been made to believe, because her past will interfere with your presence. If she has a list of guys that she was talking to before you, those will be the guys that pop up on her phone when she's with you. And it's very likely, even good girls, they reply. It's so common. And so just let this be lesson number one in this video. Be careful of dating with a girl who has a past. Be very careful. Every single man can tell you a horror story about that. Looking back now, I take full responsibility for my mistakes, but I felt so much shame and humiliation from it that it caused me to stumble on this path. So lesson number two, if you go through some kind of adversity in your relationship and basically a girl does something like cheat or lie or betray you, you will always feel guilty and you'll always feel like it was a reflection of you, that you were to blame. And often the girl will even say this to you. But please understand this. Someone who is an asshole is an asshole. A woman is a liar for you, for her ex, and for the next guy after you. The common denominator in all this is the bad person, not you. So we always want to keep improving. I'm not taking the responsibility away from us. We always want to be improving. But don't, like, just try your best. Don't feel guilty if a girl cheats on you, if she lies, if she does anything crazy. That's a reflection of her. Now, of course, between you and me, I'd sit you down and say, okay, like, what should you have done differently? How can we improve for next time? Of course. But when you're in the painful moment, you don't really want to think about that, right? You need some, like, emotional support. Because you're on self-improvement anyway. You don't need me to tell you, like, oh, yeah, level up, bro. Because, bro, Chads get cheated on. Billionaires get cucked in divorce. It happens. It's not the level of man that you are. It's not. You can be even like the perfect, like handsome guy who's sexy, sweet, the best boyfriend, husband, but you can be everything. And a girl can still cheat because women are only loyal to their feelings. And their feelings have been manipulated by rap music, by all the guys in her past, by all of her hoe friends, by her hoe mother, by her pussy father. So women are just like a big bundle of emotional sporadic energy. So they can do crazy shit, and if you sit there and try to intellectualize it and find the logic of it, you'll drive yourself insane. And so I really want you to adopt something. You know how my voice sounds like so peaceful right now? I want you to adopt a personality similar to my voice, which is what we can call like a low cortisol mindset. Cortisol is like stress, so it's like a low stress mindset. Instead of getting stressed and thinking, oh, what was it? And she did this. Wait, did she actually go on a date with that guy? Or was it true that, you know, you were following him before? Did you follow him inside of our relationship on the day that I saw you? Were you following him on the 17th of this one? Or, you know, instead of all this, bro, just shrug your shoulders like a little kid and be like, okay, she's not my wife. My wife wouldn't do that. A good girl wouldn't do that. That's it. She was just the checkpoint. She was just like a girl for you to have a bit of fun with for the last few months or whatever. That's all. That's all that she wants to be anyway. That's it. You can't like hold her to a high standard that she doesn't even hold to herself. Her father failed his job, and that's all you've got to think about. Just shrug your shoulders, low cortisol, and say, okay, she ain't shit. My wife wouldn't do that. That's all. Instead of trying to intellectualize it and find all the details, just go with that sort of low stress approach and just let it happen and just try your best to just move on instead of trying to intellectualize it. I got onto self-improvement through the gym and I obsessed with building the 10 out of 10 dream physique for most of my journey alongside with dopamine detoxing, meditation, gratitude journaling, reading. This is good, bro. So you were like 13, 14 years old and you were like serious in self-improvement. So I'm really proud of you. I've checked off that season of my life, and now I'm focused on building my own newsletter and personal brand by teaching other young men how to get onto self-improvement. That's very good. So you're now even pushing to start a business and become a leader as well. So I'm really happy to see that. But through all this and the amazing results I've gotten, I've sacrificed building relationships completely for the pursuit of more muscle and growing my business. Yep, completely normal. You're focused on those things. And after my experience with the girl I was talking to previously, my love life completely deteriorated. I had the attraction of many girls, but I was so emotionally closed off that I wasn't able to build an intimate relationship with them. Instead, I became avoidant, distant, and cold. So here is lesson number 3 for the guys. If you've been hurt by a girl before, it is very likely that you will close your heart. So the advice I'm about to give you, it's going to sound a bit vague, and it's not very scientific, but I promise this advice will stick in your mind for a very long time. So really pay attention to this, and you might want to save this video if you're someone and you relate to this feeling of having a closed heart. When we experience pain, we put like a metaphorical wall around our heart. After a moment of extreme pain, like a betrayal from a woman that we trusted, you are very likely to close your heart from everyone. It's like the world loses some of its uniqueness and depth and sharpness. It's almost like you start watching the world from like a step backward, especially when it comes to spending time with girls. And that's completely normal. You are so normal for experiencing this. The problem is, though, that if you live your life with a closed heart, overall your life will be worse rather than living your life with an open heart and getting brutally heartbroken again. That's the thing. I want you to think of there's two lives you could have. There's one life where your heart is closed and you save yourself from you know, really bonding with a girl. And the other life, your heart is open and you will really, really, really love to your fullest extent. In this one, you will experience more heartbreak. But overall, your life will be better with this one rather than this one. I promise you it will be. So basically, you only have two options. Either you become a fully loving man who disciplines himself to have an open heart, which I'll help you with how to actually do that with like autistic Hamza level details in a second. Either you live your life with an open heart, or you live your life with a closed heart and you may as well never interact with women again. You may as well move to like the jungle and be alone forever and don't even be around girls. There's no point at that point, right? There's no point. You may as well just like masturbate when you need to and become like a monk in the mountains or some shit and just be celibate for the rest of your life. Chances are, for basically everyone here, you're not going to be celibate for the rest of your life. You're going to want to have sex. You're going to want to have intimacy, love, connection, attachment, relationships, depth, and maybe in the future, a family like I do. And so if those are your goals, then there's no option for this. There's no option. There is some value in closing your heart to protect yourself, but overall, the trade-off isn't worth it. And so imagine this as your mindset for life right now. You will be the fully loving man. No matter how much pain you go through, you will live with an open heart. Because the alternative is just not the life that we want to live. There's a reason why you always watch my videos, because I talk about dating, love, and sex so much. We just got a sale. $37. Let's fucking go, boys. So you've been watching my videos because obviously, bro, you share my same value about love, intimacy, depth, and maybe in the future you want to be a father and have like a relationship and a big family too. So you need to be a fully loving man. Let's read the rest of his post and I'll teach you how to open up your heart if that's something that you relate to. Growing up in an Asian household, I always had a fragile sense of love for my parents since I was constantly beaten or threatened whenever I didn't get good grades in school or slightly misbehaved. Yeah. So many of us can relate to this. If you had a traumatic childhood because of your parents, you are very likely to be more fast and quick and stubborn with closing your heart. And I think it truly fucked me up how I saw my own self-worth and the extreme measures I would take to make other people like me. I understand that I'm at the caliber of man now that attracting girls wouldn't be difficult for me, but I still struggle with being loving and warm towards them. Completely normal. If you feel like you struggle to be loving and warm towards girls, that's so normal. because most of us guys have had a girl who has brutally just hurt us. You know, she led us on. We were in a long talking stage. Then you eventually find out that she got a boyfriend, or she even slept with someone so much quicker than you were. And you get your first girlfriend, and then you see that she's texting another guy, or this, or this, or this, whatever. And then you hear stories of other guys. We share this. And you should absolutely be careful. You should absolutely become like red pill aware. Red pill is basically understanding like female nature. And you should 100% be learning about this stuff. But you should do so with an open heart. And so if you feel like your heart is closed, this is what you can do to open it. You honestly, like, I'd love to give you a very specific tactic. Oh yeah, you know, breathe like this. But honestly, the way that I do it is I literally just tell myself to open my heart. And I with that prompt, I also force myself to smile and laugh. So imagine if I'm feeling kind of down and distant, and you know, I'm sad about like a girl or something, I will end up reminding myself about this concept of opening your heart. And just that phrase just lets me sort of like feel the pleasantness in this situation and feel the pleasantness and attraction and my pursuit of love and intimacy that I want with maybe the same girl or with other girls, you know, with women in general. And when I mix that with faking a smile, because I imagine you're sad, like you're heartbroken and, you know, this girl did something. I will say the words like, come on, open your heart. Don't live with a closed heart. And I will almost just like act like this has opened up here and that I can love everything around me. And it sounds silly, but I'll look around at like my walls and be like, oh, I love the walls in my home. And I'll think about the same girl who's hurt me and I'll think like of something sweet. You know, I'll start smiling about some goofy moments. I'll act almost like I'm going to go on a call with her or something and I'm in like a goofy, happy moment, even if she's hurt me. I'm not going to do it, but I'm just going to act like it. And just by within a few seconds of just this practice of just manually telling myself to open my heart, it works. And when I mix it with a smile as well, and so I force myself to smile or laugh about something, I become like a wise old man who sees the humor in all of life. Instead of being like a sensitive young man who's going through his life, which I am, I become like a wise old man who's seen it all and he can see like the sweetness of life. I almost like visualize myself as, imagine you're like an old man, or imagine you've even died and you're able to come back to life and you're able to like see the human experience. And how sweet it would be. Imagine if you actually died, how sweet it would be to be teleported back into a human body and to see the sweetness, the sweet gut-wrenching pain of heartbreak. You'd see it in your younger, I'd almost like see it as in my younger self as me right now, but I'd see myself as like I'm an old version of me. And how sweet it would be to experience heartbreak again if I was too old for it, or if I had actually passed away, but I was able to come back to life. And so I see the sweetness and the beauty of it. And this is life with an open heart. No matter how much pain you go through, you can choose to see the sweetness of it, that you can choose to have gratitude for it. And when you smile at the same time, it really brings it in, and you can adopt this personality of like the wise great-grandfather who's about to die. And so he's just enjoying every little experience of life. Because when life finishes, you won't wish you could skip over those months of heartbreak with your first girlfriend. Right now you do, because you're still like a young man and you're thinking, oh, you know, I was so sad. That's my 4 a.m. alarm, but I already woke up. You know, I was so sad when she broke up with me and whatever. Right now you're young, so you think, oh, I wasted 3 months in that relationship, whatever. But when you're older, bro, you won't look back thinking that. You'll just look back like, oh yeah, my first girlfriend, and you'll almost like laugh at it. You know, you'll see things in perspective. So just changing your mindset and just telling yourself to open your heart often just does wonders. You can see my heart is completely open right now. It just does wonders for me. And I really want you to develop this skill, because I wish more people lived with an open heart. I don't all the time, of course, I'm not perfect. But when I do remind myself to do it, it is really, really profound. It's the greatest sense of joy that I've had, more than, you know, making $100,000 in a single day and everything like that. It's just the moment that I click and my heart opens and I'm able to look at everyone as if I love them. Not like a weirdo, of course, but yeah, it's really beautiful. And one other tip I want to give you is, there's one thing which is opening your heart, but there's another thing which is just not allowing your heart to close. And so look out for moments where you feel like your heart is closing and you're seeing the negativity in everything and you're rushing and you're tense and your shoulders are high. Maybe right now your shoulders are pretty high, right? Relax them, relax everything. Live like Uncle Iroh, live like a wise old man who's seen it all. And even like, imagine, you know, the girl is lying to you and she's saying this and this and this. Imagine like a wise old man just looking at her and seeing the sweetness of like a young woman's lies. You know, if you died and you came back to Earth, you'd find the humor in the situation, you know what I mean, instead of the sensitivity. So remind yourself to open your heart, but also try to remind yourself to not let your heart close. If you experience some form of pain, that's when it's best to really remind yourself, okay, don't let your heart close. Still be loving. You don't have to, you know, be weak and accept a girl who's lying to you or anything like that. Of course, you'd like, I'm not telling you to be a cuck and be okay with, you know, a girl being bullshit to you. But you can still love your life. You can still love yourself. And in a weird way, you can still love her. You can love her and let her go. You know, send her back to the street from when she came. You know, like a stray cat. You can bring a stray cat into your home, for a cat from the street. And you can play with it and everything. And it's so sweet. But then you realize that this cat has got diseases and it was meant for the streets. When you're in the honeymoon phase, it seems so sweet to bring the stray cat indoors and, you know, it seems nice. But eventually you realize like, oh, this cat is actually meant for the streets. And so you open your door and you let the cat go outside and you think that you'll have like one final moment of looking at each other. The cat will turn back around and look at you to symbolize like, oh, wow, we had a little moment. But it won't. It'll just walk right away. And months later, when you drive past the same stray cat that you took in for a night and you see it, you'll want to bond with it and, you know, run up to it and say like, oh, well, we shared a moment together, but the cat is for the street. It won't even recognize you because tons of other people have played with it too. If she's for the street, accept it. That's always what she was. And there's something sweet about not trying to change a person and just seeing them for who they are and having this like peaceful, relaxed energy. When you keep your heart open, that's when you can look at a girl who's lying to you and doing all this, and you can smile and just let her go easy. It's actually when you let your heart close, that's when you fight her. That's when you ask her for more details. Be honest, you know, last week you said this and you said that this guy who texted you was like this, but did you follow him back and did you message anything? Because I checked on your phone. That's like such a closed heart. When you live with an open heart and you experience more of the blissful pain, the gut-wrenching pain of betrayal, that's when you will actually end things with her faster. Because you allow that pain to really circulate fully and with a sense of blissness, you let her go. So for any of my followers who are watching this, if you're currently in a state of pain right now because of a girl, this pain is latching on more because your heart is closed. Open your heart, be loving towards yourself, to her, to the world, and you will actually let her go faster. Because you will feel the pain more fully as like a real, real present superior man. You will feel the pain fully. And that will, of course, guide you into leaving someone who's not good for you, who doesn't serve you and the goals that you have. It's when you close your heart, that's when you have those seasons where like for a few months you're breaking up and getting back together with her, then you break up and get back together with her, then you ask her, wait, when we broke up for 3 days, were you texting someone? And she says no, and then you see that she actually was, and then you okay, block this guy, and you know, all this stuff, bro, that's such a closed heart. Because when your heart is open, on the first sign that she's not right for you, you'll just smile and you'll let her go with peace. Think about how much heartbreak you'll save by having an open heart. It seems like it's more vulnerable, and it is. But don't you see that it's the more mature way to live your life? Be the wise old man. Be the man with the open heart. Feel it all fully with a smile on your face that when a girl lies to you, when she cheats, when she betrays you, when she does anything crazy, you feel it with a smile on your face, and you see that she's just like the stray cat. And you don't try to change the stray cat. You brought her in for a night, that's all. And she goes back to the streets. Hundreds of other people will play with her. That's it. And you can only like laugh about the situation. But if you, no, she's actually not a stray. She's a good girl and blah, blah, blah. That's such a closed heart. That's like such yearning for changing the realities of the world. That's like completely the opposite of peace. Peace is living openly, loving, and just accepting the world for what it is and just looking at her for what she is, not what she's trying to convince you that she is. When you have an open heart, when she texts you like, no, and I promise I'll always love you and I'll fight for us and then this and this and this, you'll smile as a wild as an old man at the humor of like a young woman who's lying and doesn't even know herself, because she'll text you all this while she's texting someone else and you'll laugh about it, and then you'll just click on the block button. You don't even have to talk to her anymore. You'll do it with a smile on your face and you'll never even unblock her again. Even like 2 years from now, you'll randomly go on your block list for a random reason and you'll see that you still have her blocked and you completely like forgot about her. That's good energy to leave a girl, right? So if you're finding yourself right now, like really attached to a girl, fighting there and back again and breaking up and getting back together, it sounds counterintuitive, but open your heart to let her go. I really, really hope this video finds the right people who need to hear it. Yeah, he's got a really nice physique. So he posted this and he got a bunch of people who were replying to him. And then he gave us an update and he said, I just wanted to say that I appreciate everyone's support and the advice you've given to me. I understand that I'm still quite young for someone to take life this seriously, but I naturally have this guilt feeling that I won't be able to fix my life later if I don't act on it early. You're very young to be asking a question like this. You could have asked such a basic question, but you asked a bit of a more advanced one on like how to open your heart, which I'm very impressed by. Nevertheless, I'm very grateful. This really feels like the only place where I can talk about these problems open-handed, and so it gives me peace of mind that I have a community of brothers to count on. This is like perfect marketing material for me. Basically, he's inside of this program called Library of Adonis, which is like our online community. It's a paid thing, so if you don't want to spend money, you don't have to consider it. But if you want to join this community, if you want to get direct advice from me, then you can look at the link that's below this video. He said that he's just went through one of the courses I've made called the Social Chad course, like how to become more confident around guys and girls, how to make like a big group of friends and stuff. And he's just been watching that course. So if you want to join our community and get help from me, from the other members in here, from like-minded guys, we talk about girls and sex, we talk about testosterone and fitness, we talk about so many things that you're probably interested in, just have a look at the link that's below this video. Maybe you'll want to join. Do the hard work. Especially when you don't feel like it. Mwah!